Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Indonesia takes note of the report highlighting the critical role of girls and young women in our society. We recognize the undeniable role of women and girls as agents of change even from young age. We value their aspirations, creativity, and innovations, contributing to the measures to realize a just and prosperous future for all. Girls and young women's active engagement in social issues in our country has been recognized worldwide, from advocating anti-plastic campaigns from Bali to the world, to creating superhero comics from anti-bullying campaigns. Their successes are testaments that women can make changes in an enabling environment, from the family level, society, to the international community. Mr. Vice President, 16% of Indonesia's population, or around 45 million, are girls and women aged between 10 to 29. Our national goal of having quality and competitive human resources would not be achieved without inclusive empowerment strategies, as well as promotion and protections of children's rights, particularly girls. Upon this consideration, our long-term and medium-term national development plan develop an all-encompassing strategy to ensure gender equality, including gender-responsive budgeting. Mr. Vice President, Indonesia would like to highlight the following points. First, improving quality education, including access to digital literacy, will enable women and girls to maximize the use of digital technology, especially for productive activities. Second, the creations of enabling environment for women and girls is important. Therefore, family and community should be encouraged to be able to recognize the capacity of women and girls. Lastly, we would like to reiterate that women, girls, and youth should not simply be the objects of national policies and strategies. Instead, we should empower them as meaningful participants and even drivers of development and solutions. I thank you.